producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Monday again. Monday, last Monday of October 2015. If Ben were here, he'd say, don't keep doing that. Today's what, the 26th, Kenny, I think, right, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is 10/26/15. The moon was magnificent last night. For those of you who are still in the dark, which includes most of us on this program. I get that, Kenny. Excuse me, yes. Ken Kessler is here monitoring Facebook, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. Go through some of the things that have been trending over the weekend. The question of the day has to do with the intense scrutiny the police have been getting in our country over the past year or so. And the first question is, have they been getting it? Second question is, has it cowed officers and allowed crime to spike? The director of the FBI, James Comey, says that's his theory, which hasn't made some of the people in the Justice Department very happy. The raising of accountability within law enforcement is something that needs to be done, because there are too many of these incidents. Ferguson seems to have started there, but it has spread like a rash over the land. Baltimore, I think, is probably the best or worst example, I guess, depending on how you want to use the word. Horrible results of the unaccountability there, from the mayor's office down to the police commissioners to the men and women who are on the street. Crime has gone ridiculous. If I were in Baltimore, I would refuse to pay my taxes. I would. I wouldn't pay taxes and expect and with the same expectation, you pay for services, you expect to get services, and yet these people continue to be lax. That's not even that's ridiculously smooth for what they're doing. Again, the way people are getting away with murder, and the police are getting away with, why would you pay somebody not to, I'm upset because the mayor doesn't support me. You know what? Go get another job. Get out of there. Go work for the Washington Police Department, or go to Philadelphia, or go to Pittsburgh, or go to Harrisburg, but get out of there. If they don't support you, then maybe it's time for a recall of the mayor, whatever it is. But law enforcement has no business playing the games they're playing in Baltimore and in other cities as well. 888-302-3684. Food for thought. 888-302-DOUG. Should you care to exchange your thoughts with this? The analysis of police records in North Carolina and six other states shows wide racial disparities in traffic stops and arrests. This country is a racist country. And it's both ways. Blacks are racist in their attitude toward whites in too many circumstances, not everywhere, not all the time, but there's too much of it. And the other way around, whites and their attitude toward blacks, it's ridiculous, first of all. What's it based on? If you don't like somebody who's black, why don't you? And if you're black and you don't like somebody who's white, why don't you? What's the problem? What is the problem? Seriously. I want to know what the problem is. I thought it was interesting last night, the good wife, one of the, Kenny, did you see that? You started to work by then? Or do you watch the Juliana Margulies is a very good wife? I suppose that's why it's called the good wife. Chris Noth is the husband. He's the governor of Illinois, wanting to be the vice president. That's his line. And then there are lots of other usually four or five good subplots going on in that TV show. And so in the circumstances that presented themselves last night, she's now working in bail court, and there are black women that keep showing up in bail court because they have been accused of theft by this one department store, and it seems that the people running the department store are racist, or at least people who are there to exercise the authority. And there is, that's a subtle, well, maybe not too subtle, way of understanding or looking at it from even the non-law enforcement, the non-law enforcement area. There are so many people in this country who just don't like blacks. Why? It's like not liking Jews. Why? Or not liking Christians. Why? Or not liking tall people or short people. Why? Is it your own insecurities? You better get it together, man. Because with this kind of disruption in our own country, what do we do if something really important happens? And if there's somebody really bad like ISIS that we really have to focus on and really take care of because they are really bad, really doing something that is important. Because somebody's black or somebody's white or somebody's Hispanic or somebody's whatever doesn't mean that they're bad, but yet too many of you think that that's the case. You collectively, whoever you are, wherever you know who you are. So why are you like that would be the question I would offer for your consideration. Do whatever you want with it. Throw it away. Think about it. But it doesn't help us to progress, to get forward, to move. The past is the past is the past. Whatever happened, let's say, okay, here's another example. You don't like your ex-wife, or you don't like your ex-husband, or you don't like your in-laws, or whatever. What? Why would you bother to waste energy? That's the past. Forget it. Move on. It takes a big person to do that. It's not easy to do. It isn't. I understand that. But, man, we got to start someplace. John's in Punta Gorda, Florida on Good Day. Hi.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to when you clarify the statement that racism is on both sides, because I've currently a lot of my black friends who claim to hate the white folks. And I said to them that my best friends are white folks and my worst enemy are black folks. One even said to me then, why you don't turn white? Since as you talk like that. Two said to me, if I ever talk like that in Miami, I would be dead. Because I was speaking on behalf of the Trayvon Martin thing. I said to them, when the white man kill the black man, and when the black man kill the white man, his life taken, and it's red blood shed. Yep. And they get upset for me to about me saying that, and I told them many times. I stood up in a church one time, and they claimed to be Christians, and they were talking about this Trayvon Martin thing in church, and saying that how the white folks hate the black. But if they didn't hate the white folks, they wouldn't have a whole panel discussion towards the Trayvon Martin thing. And the wannabe, this chief sponsor of the program was saying, Trayvon Martin dead.
He is very interesting. I think that a lot of this started, John, with the Trayvon Martin case, interestingly enough. I think you're right. When did you come here from? Are you a Dominican, Puerto Rican? Are you Jamaican? Where are you come from?
Jamaican. Okay. I want to clarify something with you,
right.
Doug.
Okay.
When you went to Jamaica, you came back and you were saying how there was some poor areas in Jamaica. When I visit Jamaica and go to some areas, like I'm from the middle of the island, place called Manchester.
Yeah.
I saw some houses there. I said to myself, I'm in America reversing because I'm here so long and these people here and they got some mansion. Some of them build some houses and some hills with cut stone walls going all the way up to the house from the highway.
What I found in Jamaica, I was in the Kingston area, and outside of the city was horrible, 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 horrible. And I've since then paid more attention to what's going on and found, I didn't pay much attention to Jamaica. I've had some Jamaicans working on my farm, and that was the reason that I was there. I like I had had over the years four or five Jamaicans, and I actually went down to find one of them. And the area where he lived, even though he had made more money because he'd worked for me on my farm. His home was better than everybody else's in his neighborhood. It was still incredible. We have no idea. There are very few places in this country where there's the kind of squalor that there is there. And it is, it's distracting, Frank. It was distressing. And the government there doesn't seem to be able to do much about it. That's really where the government comes into play, is working on things like that, attracting business so people can get good jobs, that sort of thing. It's fairly corrupt there, as you know. All right, got to move on, John. Thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing your ideas. Those are good ideas, right? I mean, they're certainly added to the discussion. This is not a long-form radio program. It isn't very often that I get into something, but I saw that information over the weekend, and I thought it was a place for us to start, because I think we need to be thinking about that. That's not the whole story by any stretch of the imagination, but maybe we skipped a few paragraphs, but it still is food for thought. And why not have Monday be a day in which we think a bit? Tuesday is a thinking day. Wednesday is a thinking day. Thursday is a thinking day, right? Friday, let's all think. Make your the idea here is for me to help you make your life better. And some of the things that I'll ask you to think about are troubling, for sure. Some of them are just fun. There's a lot of foolishness in the world. A lot of people doing a lot of silly things. And those are also kind of fun, the strange but true stuff. 20, let's make it, where are we? 18 after the hour on Monday. Good day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Card at Exxon and Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Don't miss Macy's Ultimate Pop-Up Sale. Use your Macy's card or savings pass and take an extra 20 or 15% off. Get coats for her, 40% off. Men's suits, outerwear, and more, 40 to 75% off. Cosmetic specials, 50% off. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 10% off select jewelry. And take 60% off bedding. Tomorrow only at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Still Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Song by Adele called Hello. This is a Grammy-winning artist who really has the ability to belt it out, and the stories that she tells in her songs are fabulous. So what is that that we're listening to that's in the background there?
It's a new single called Hello, and it's kind of a surprise. There were rumors she had a new album on the way, but there was no promotion or anything, and then this song just showed up near the end of last week.
Yeah.
And there's a new album coming out next month.
On the song at the beginning, Peter, start the song over again, will you? Just for the heck of it, I just want to sort of get the drift of this really sad song. It sounds like talking or something in the background of her singing. Is that just a part of the chorus or the way the chorus works?
I guess.
Yeah. So I guess my question here to you at this point, maybe this is an ongoing conversation we ought to have. Why do you love listening to sad music? There are people who have said this song has grabbed so much attention so quickly. As Kenny said, it just came out last week, and already a lot of people are talking about it because it's sad, and so when you want to listen to something, I try to make my day on this program as good as possible, because that's really the nature of the program and the nature of my life. Every once in a while, you got to sink your teeth into something that's serious and get it done. There was a study done, a psychological study. I should probably talk about this with Dr. Joy Brown when she visits with us. Sad music, according to the study, makes us feel calm. And it makes us cry, and that's therapeutic. Yeah? There are some songs that make me cry. You've heard me cry on the air, kind of sniffle anyway.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, sure.
I went to see Ringo Starr with Meredith. The two of us, we went together on Friday night. It was a great show. He had the Todd Rundgren, the guy who's the keyboardist for Santana, the guy who's the lead singer in Mr. Mister, the lead singer from Toto. These guys were great together. And it was 2 hours and 20 minutes of nothing but fun. And there was no sadness at all. But there were songs over the years that the Beatles did that made you think and were sad. Is it that we grow older and we think we're running out of time, and so we get sad when we listen to some of this music? I don't have a theory developed yet, but I thought I would ask that question. All right, let's go to the lighter side of things. One of the things we do in this part of the program each day is give a listen to some of the TV shows. We don't have any SNL because it was a repeat or a Friday night stuff, but Steve Harvey on his Friday program joked about women smoking cigars.
It could be cool to do every now and then. I think it's kind of cool. You out, you just having a cigar. But here's the problem with it, though. See, cigar smoking for me is like a yoga experience. It's breathing. It's controlled breathing, and it just relaxes me. That's why I smoke cigars. It's not for the flavor. You know, hell, this is tobacco. It's not delicious. It's going to get in your clothes, and it's going to get in your hair. It only gets in my clothes. I have no hair. If you want to walk around with your clothes and your hair smelling, you know, like, man, that's a good-looking chick. But she stank, though, dog. And that's the only thing about it. And, you know, you got smelly hair, smelly clothes. Women don't like that.
Ah, that's true. I don't see anybody. And women smoke. Ah, gross. 28 Path, food for thought on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, Jeb Bush has been sliding in the polls. Did his performance at the second GOP debate keep him in the hunt?
Some statistics are surprising, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school, and fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gary LaMarche. While Jeb Bush is sliding in the polls and has been mercilessly mocked by Donald Trump, did he show some spine and spunk by standing up to Trump in the GOP debate, too?
People have, as Rich said, to be true to themselves, and Jeb Bush is not apparently very comfortable for most of the time in that kind of attack dog role in which he's been forced. I thought he, you know, he had a reasonably good debate. I still think it's the case that he's one of the maybe three people who have a chance of emerging from this as a nominee.
You know, I have a little sympathy for Jeb because it's obviously not easy to handle Trump, but I was a little shocked by the exchange over Jeb's wife. I just don't see how a political professional who's been around this game would suggest that Trump apologize and not know that there was zero chance that Trump would do it and not therefore have some stinging rebuke to close the exchange. He should have had something at the end saying, well, that's what I expected. Because it would have been the decent thing to do, and you're not a decent man.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago.
Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Kessler, Monday, October the 26th, 2015, Peter Cetera. Where the hell did that come from? Peter. Why did your name, Travis? Your name just went out of my mind. Why did it?
Trahan,
that's right, too. And I've been, how many years have you been around, what, 10, 12 years?
15. Yeah.
How many?
15.
Have you been there that long?
I have.
Wow, you've been around almost as long as I was. Oh, I have been. I was past tense. I don't want to go down that street. Okay, over the weekend, Mexico, working on picking up the pieces after that hurricane. Woof. Do you see some of the video from there? Patricia roaring into the West Coast and a lot of areas, Kenny, that are favorites of Americans. Puerto Vallarta, I think Cabo. Got hit 165-mile-an-hour winds plus. Woof. Western Hemisphere's strongest storm ever. Some meteorologists said them, too. Good news is, though, that the wind dropped rapidly once it got to the mountain range, and that's inland, what, 30, 40 miles, that's all. Little serious damage was reported. And Patricia shrank quickly into a tropical depression. But, boy, was there a lot of PR. And on, was it late Friday, I think, early Saturday? Wow, what the coast really. I suppose as well as they could prepare under the circumstances, they did. But it was some, I think those are the sorts of things that, you know, Mother Nature and then being thankful afterwards for what could have been or would have been, but wasn't. For whatever the reason. Halloween week on Good Day. Are you prepared for Halloween? Are you going to have a lot of people coming to your home for Halloween? Our poll today at DougStephan.com. Do you decorate your house for Halloween? A, of course. B, we used to when our children were small. C, only because our children are little now. Sometimes. No, but I do give out candy on Halloween. And F, I don't celebrate Halloween. They can't get to my place anyway. It's way off the road. So stay away. your little claws off the clinanin. Our poll over the weekend, the usual top 10 talk topics. Which one was the most important to you? 21% said Paul Ryan. I think that's right up there. Don't you, Kenny? I think that was that was a good place. But Star Wars was bigger with me than it was with the average person listening to the program. 13% of you said the Russian-Syrian problem. 11% said Israeli violence. See, well, the focus on the Middle East. Oof. Let's see. 9% on the Clinton testimony. 8% on the presidential race. 7% on the ISIS rescue mission. See, I thought that was an important story as well. I thought that was quite a good story, as much as I don't want to see boots on the ground, and as horrible as it was that an American soldier lost his life saving 70 lives, I think is an important bellwether for us. I think that's an important standard for us. So, be that as it may be not inspiring to you, but I think under the circumstances. But does it lead to something more? Hopefully not. 888-302-3684 reaches us. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Email to Ken or Doug at DougStephan.com. So what was the major action in social media over the weekend, Kenny?
Well, on the Facebook page with our top 10 talk radio topic list, the consensus was the 2016 election.
Mm-hmm.
Margaret says, Republicans who stayed home because they didn't like Romney gave us 4 more years of Barack Obama. If they do the same thing again, we will never recover from the slide to socialism.
Well, what I was surprised about was that Mrs. Clinton sort of embracing, in a way, I forget where I saw it, the policies of Obama. I don't know whether I saw it right or I heard it. I can't remember, but I know I was surprised when I saw it, because the public at large is rebuking and has rebuffed, if you will, what Obama has done in the main. So why would you wrap yourself around that? I'm not sure I understand. And she has distanced herself certainly from him before on certain other occasions. So in case you haven't heard, Jim Webb is out, Lincoln Chafee's out on the Democratic side. Joe Biden's out. So it's really down to Bernie Sanders and to Mrs. Clinton, with Martin O'Malley kind of just on the horse. What good is that?
He's hanging in there.
Yeah, he is, right. the marathon day before the House Benghazi panel, I think that she came out of that looking quite well. There were speeches with Bernie Sanders at Saturday night's Jefferson Jackson dinner in Iowa. Today, by the way, Mrs. Clinton's 68th birthday. For those of you who don't know, she's a Scorpio. Her husband is a Leo. Bill Clinton is an August baby, and Hillary is a November baby. An interesting combination there of love and interest. It's really quite a powerful connection. Leos and Scorpios anywhere are quite powerful. I can speak from experience there. But in the case of the two of them, what's their deal? Everybody always wants to know. I saw something that suggested that, what the heck was it? People magazine suggested in a quick little article about Hillary that she told an interviewer that Bill asked her twice. On the third time, she said yes, but he asked her to marry him. Maybe that's a Freudian slip of the tongue. He asked her to marry him 3 times before she said yes. What do you think of that for romance? Romance, romance. And all right, so what else is happening on the trail? Donald Trump not doing as well as he was doing in Iowa. He has fallen into second place, and he was on the CNN Sunday Morning program with Jake Tapper talking about it.
So some surprising news out of Iowa. We're in two polls now. Dr. Ben Carson has pulled ahead of you, one by 8 points, one by 9 points. What's your message to Iowans? Why should they vote for you and not Dr. Carson?
Well, first of all, I was really surprised to see it because 3 nights ago I was in Iowa. We had a packed house. We had 4,000 people, and it was a love fest. And I've done really well with the evangelicals and with the Tea Party and everything. And I just don't understand the number. But you know what? I accept the number. It means I have to work a little bit harder in Iowa. I think it's just the same. I mean, I'm going to make our country great again. We're going to do trade pacts that are incredible instead of, like, incompetent, because what we have right now with China, with Japan, with everybody is just incredible. And nobody can do, like, nobody's going to be able to do what I do in terms of making our country wealthy again so we can do all the things we want to do, including the military and the vets and taking care of people. So I'm just going to have to work a little bit harder in Iowa. I was very surprised to see the numbers. You know, I had a lead, and it sort of flip-flopped a little bit with Ben Carson. And I like Ben, but he cannot do with trade like I do with trade. He can't do with a lot of things like I do. So we'll just have to see what happens.
All right. So Trump is also on Face the Nation. Is this the first time, Kenny, are they getting serious with him? Is he getting serious? Is the foolishness being set aside? And is that why the numbers are down? In part, is a question that many people have asked. That's a pretty good question. But he's now making himself available for a lot of these Sunday morning news and talk programs. He was on Face the Nation, and once again, he talked about Dr. Carson.
Let me ask you about some things you said about Ben Carson. In Florida, you said,
I'm Presbyterian. Boy, that's down the middle of the road, folks, in all fairness. I mean, Seventh-day Adventist, I don't know about. I just don't know about.
Mr. Carson's Seventh-day Adventist, what did you mean by that?
Well, exactly what I said. I don't know about that. I don't know about what that is. I'm not that familiar with it. I've heard about it, but I'm not that familiar with it. That wasn't meant to be an insult, obviously. It's just that I don't know about it.
Okay, so an expression of ignorance, not raising questions about it.
Well, it's a harsh way of putting it, but perhaps I could say it that way, yes, because I just don't know about, as I said, I don't know about that.
So, an interesting way, who does Face the Nation now? There's so many different players, I've forgotten who does Face the Nation, Kenny. With a negative spin on it like that, I don't remember. I kind of recognize the voice, but Muir does ABC now, and there's a new guy on NBC, and then CBS since Schieffer left.
Stephanopoulos is NBC, isn't he?
No, he's ABC.
ABC, right?
Yeah, but he's not doing the Sunday thing anymore. Muir is doing the Sunday thing. So, yeah, anyway, it's not important. But it was a slice. Why would you refer to it as ignorant unless you were trying to take a shot at the guy?
Yeah, but why would he bring it up in the first place?
Which one?
Why would Trump bring it up? Somebody else's religion?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, he doesn't use good judgment on things like that, I don't think. Why would you bring that? All you do is alienate people. I mean, I know whenever I talk about religion, it ticks off a lot of people, one way or the other, or some people. I don't know whether it's a lot of people or not. Okay, so let's see. Listen to Ben Carson, who makes a reference to Trump in this statement.
Obviously, you've surged in the polls here in Iowa, and the person you have surpassed commented on Friday night, and he said this of you, Donald Trump. He called you super low energy, and he added this. He did an imitation of a news anchor. We have a breaking story. Donald Trump has fallen to second place behind Ben Carson. We informed Ben, but he was sleeping. How do you respond to Mr. Trump?
You know, everybody has their own personality, and if he'd like to do that, that's fine. That's not who I am. And I don't get into the mud pit, and I'm not going to be talking about people. I will tell you, in terms of energy, I'm not sure that there's anybody else running who's spent 18 or 20 hours intently operating on somebody.
Do you think that people mistaken your soft-spokenness with a lack of energy?
I think so. I have plenty of energy, but, you know, I am soft-spoken. I do have a tendency to be relaxed. I wasn't always like that. There was a time when I was, you know, very volatile, but, you know, I changed.
When was that?
As a teenager, I would go after people with rocks and bricks and baseball bats and hammers. And, of course, many people know the story when I was 14 and I tried to stab someone. And, you know, fortunately, you know, my life has been changed. I'm a very different person now.
All right. So is that the way to do this? Is that the measured approach that you would expect from somebody who's presidential? Is it more presidential than Donald Trump? A lot of people think that it is. If you like Ben Carson, I think he's okay. I think that he's smart, actually. In this circumstance, don't go after, because this is not, I've never understood how these races get to be so personal, because it ought to be that they are about issues and not about the people. And I think it's another mistake that Trump makes. So where's Carly Fiorina? I haven't heard boo about her for a week or 10 days.
No, she's dropped off the radar.
Why?
I don't know. Because she's not doing the entertaining back and forth that Trump and Carson and Jeb
forth.
Bush are doing.
All right, so Jeb says he's frustrated by the mudslinging. He's in, like, fourth position in Iowa. Here he is talking about that.
If this election is about how we're going to fight to get nothing done, then I don't want any part of it. I don't want to be elected president to sit around and see gridlock just become so dominant that people literally are in decline in their lives. That is not my motivation. I got a lot of really cool things that I could do other than sit around being miserable, listening to people demonize me and me feeling compelled to demonize them. That is a joke. Elect Trump if you want that.
And you know somebody from Trump's campaign is going to grab that.
Of course they are. Elect Trump. Right.
Yes.
So there's a debate Wednesday night, the third Republican showing. I don't call these things debates. The betting on Marco Rubio in Las Vegas up. Jeb Bush's numbers in Las Vegas are down. Campaign money coming in for Rubio up. Campaign money coming in for Bush down. Some support from conservative Christian groups pushing Ben Carson. Maybe that's why he's doing what he's doing, how well he's doing in the Iowa polls. You know, there are no real right-wingers that are going to support Donald Trump, at least in the primaries. No. So his Twitter account mocking an ill-advised retweet of a disparaging joke, quote, too much hashtag Monsanto in the hashtag corn creates issues in the brain. So maybe he's appealing to me and the people that don't like GMO and Monsanto, huh? Well, that's suggesting that Carson is eating too much of the corn grown.
No, that was directed at the people of Iowa.
Oh.
That after the poll came out when he was...
They're eating too much of the corn. Oh, I did hear that. You're right, Kenny. Yeah.
He said they're brain damaged.
Yeah, because there's too much GMO corn there. Well, maybe there's something to be said for that. All right, so lots of weekend attacks to point to a feisty debate, the feistiness of the participants. The Wednesday night circumstance, one of the things that's trending at DougStephan.com this morning, along with the story of this whale-watching boat which has sunk off the coast of British Columbia, 27 people on board, I believe 5 are dead, 1 is missing. This was a whale-watching boat that sunk. The usual Monday mayhem stuff trending at DougStephan.com, a crash in Oklahoma, a suspect held on second-degree murder charges there. This is kind of a nasty story, and I'm not going to spend much time on it. But at any rate, things are going on Monday as usual, and we're here to talk about them on Good Day at 50. Let's make it 49 past the hour.
Well, I'm here to drink the coffee.
Morning, Dan. Hey, isn't it a little early for a Halloween costume?
Why, no. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members millions of dollars in surprise points to use towards purchases on costumes and decorations.
Wow.
The scariest part? These points expire October 31st.
I should check my surprise points online.
Surprise points are good for in-store or online.
Yeah, here's your coffee. Hey, don't fight to live with your fangs.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Cold and flu season hits hard when you're least expecting it, so don't take it lying down. Take the gloves off and fight back. Walmart makes it easy with everything your family needs for cold and flu season, like Delphin cough medicine, Alka-Seltzer Cold Plus, and Mucinex. Don't get caught off guard when the coughing and sneezing starts in the middle of the night. Show cold and flu season who's boss. When it hits, hit back twice as hard. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
175 years ago, Tocqueville warned Americans about a new kind of oppression from our own government. He said, "The government covers the surface of society with a network of small, complicated rules through which the most original minds and the most energetic characters cannot penetrate. The will of man is not shattered but softened, bent and guided. Men are seldom forced by it to act, but they are constantly restrained from acting. Such a power does not tyrannize, but it compresses, extinguishes, and stupefies a people until a nation is reduced to nothing better than a flock of timid animals of which the government is the shepherd. We must look through the lens of liberty and take back our freedom before it's too late."
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. And here for Greg Steffen is Richard Schimmel, who's the Vice President of Business Development at Vivitech Solutions. So, Richard, when you're here, I think it's good to talk about some of the TV applications of technology. There's a new Apple TV hardware, piece of hardware being issued this week. More gaming. It's intuitive to the viewer, and that seems to be what they want. Big on gaming. Computer gaming is a big industry. How much of this is going to remain legal, though, as we move forward?
I think you're talking about the gaming industry, like DraftKings and other stuff. It's going to remain to be seen, because each state has gaming control. So, you know, Nevada now has banned DraftKings until they can get a gaming license. But as far as competitive games, as Halo 5 and games like that, you're going to see a massive, massive amount of publicity on this.
Well, but if people invest or want to buy this new hardware, or is there a reason for them, I guess is the question. Apple's offering it, so they must think that there's a market for it. But yet, for me, this, from all the stuff that I've heard, some of the things you just said, it doesn't look like it's a strong future possibility unless they can find some way around some of the rules and regulations.
Well, I think for aging baby boomers, it's not going to be a market. Okay, that's my opinion. I think for the younger generation, a lot of people don't realize that the gaming industry, computer gaming industry, is $91 billion. And that's a lot of money. You know, the young kids know it because they play it all the time.
Yeah.
As far as the Apple, it's going to be a special type of control that you can control the game with the control remotely. And for that, you know, they're going to be spending a lot of money, and that'll the Apple unit will allow programmers now to create games specifically for that, like they create games for the Apple Watch, etc.
I find it interesting that AT&T and Uber have partnered to stream sports in the Uber cars to passengers. That's pretty interesting. In some of the cars that are being used in Atlanta and Detroit and Houston and Nashville, especially this month and next month.
Oh, yeah. They're going to try and go after every eyeball that they can, these advertisers and these companies. And like I've said before, there's only 24 hours in a day, and you can only watch or listen to 24 hours worth of programming. It's all about the content. You know, you are immersed with it in advertising, with billboards, with electronic billboards, and stuff like that. So whether it's going to be effective or not, it's just another gimmick. It's another advertising gimmick to sell advertising.
Nothing wrong with that. We like advertising here. As the next 60 seconds will prove, we're having a conversation in Tech Talk time with Richard Schimmel here on Good Day.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
All right, the conversation with Richard Schimmel, continuing now on Good Day. Anti-drone technology. What does that mean? Pushing drones away, shooting them down? What does it mean, this new... We knew that drones were going to be big. Now there are people who are fighting them. In what way?
There's a company out that has created something called the Falcon Shield, which launches attacks on drones. It's from what I understand, it's almost like a rifle that you can point at a drone and it will disable it.
Good.
Oh, I want one of those.
Yeah, give me one. See if we can sign up for getting one of those babies. I think the drone thing is going to be out of control quickly. It seems to be.
Oh, it's out of control now. You know, I was at an event yesterday that there was a drone filming it, and it was like less than 5 miles from an airport.
Yeah, right. It's very dangerous. All right, Richard, thank you for your contribution.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.